apologize for the condition that I happened to be in this morning, but I can't do anything about it. And so I will do the best I can and hope that I can hold long enough to say what I would like to say. But at any rate, this morning, at the monastery, we did bless the palm crosses for the third and final time, and they will be available on the altar, as you know, later after Mass this morning. Next Sunday, of course, is Mother's Day, and I will not have the opportunity to wish you all a very beautiful and happy Mother's Day, all of you. And you know that you are in our very special prayers, that God will give you all of the graces that you need in order to be that which is very beautiful, even in today's world, which degrades it dreadfully, a good, beautiful mother. So God bless you, and many, many happy returns. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. My beloved people, you hear sermons week after week after week, or month in your case, after month after month, and you read the bulletins, and you see things included in the bulletins, and these things point, all of them seem to be pointing in one direction. What is it that I have to do in order to save my immortal soul? And what is this about this immortal soul that we hear so much about? Is it just a fancy fairy tale, or what is it? And besides, why is it that time after time after time I hear these things that are pointed out to me, and they always seem to be the same, in different words perhaps, but I don't see any particular change that is taking place in me? What is going on? In the rule of Saint Benedict, the very first and opening words of his prologue, he points out to a very important point, namely, listen with the ears of your heart. Now I can put it together this way. Unless and until our hearts conquer our minds, there is little use in trying. I will repeat that. Unless and until our hearts conquer our minds, there's no use in trying. Now that's a hard saying, and I know it. Our minds tell us our minds are the ones that pick up the latest and the newest and the best of whatever it is, whether it's a book, or whether it's a newspaper article, or whether it's a magazine article, or whether it's a sermon, or whether it's the last person you've talked to. Our minds pick that up. which is normal. For good and for bad, for right and for wrong, our minds pick that up. Now, where does the heart come in? See, our mind tells us, we'll stick to the point of keeping the, observing the laws of God. Our minds tell us to be honest. Our minds tell us to be patient. Our minds tell us to be obedient. Our minds tell us to love. It's all well and good. But have you ever noticed? Our minds do not tell us how to be patient. Our minds do not tell us how to be obedient. Our minds do not tell us how to love. That can only be, determined by our hearts. You have got to want to love. Your heart has to tell you that you want to love. Your heart tells you that you want to be obedient, that you want to be patient, that you want to love God. This comes entirely from our hearts, and until we are convinced, we call it conviction, if you will,